So last week I was talking about the two houses under $1 million, and the one on El Sueño went pending. They were asking 798,000, started at 899,000, 35 days on market. The larger parcel, very small house 416 square feet. Now the other house was on Nectarine in Old Town Goleta, 729,000. Now that's off the market right now. I missed a house on Redwood that was pending for 995,000. That was on the market for 12 days. So right now, no properties for sale under $1 million. Now, I often tell you this, but you really need to take this to heart. Go to my website, RadioRealEstate.com, and the podcast at the top, there are several links. And one of them is where you can check your title. And you just open it up and you just follow the protocol to how to put your name in. And you can see the last recorded document that you made and all recorded documents. But if you recorded a document in January of 2026 or January of 2010, you'll know that's the last recorded document. So you just open that up and it takes less than 30 seconds. And Melinda Green, the newly elected county assessor, recorder, registrar of voters, told me about this, gave me the link. She does it, I think, every week. I do it every week. So check your title. Don't be left out in the cold and don't bother paying for that title lock. It's just a waste of money, in my opinion, and in Melinda's opinion. Now, I had mentioned there was a segment last week I discussed rent control, and I mentioned with that freeze, there was a sixplex that listed, and they were saying that the current rents are approximately 59% of market rents and was on the market 40 days and they withdrew it. So I'm thinking, don't know why, but it's back on the market. So I just, you want to buy a sixplex for 2,150,000, it's all yours. Okay, now I try not to be negative. I try to keep it real, not Pollyanna. But an agent friend of mine sent me a letter she read in the Independent. It was very negative about real estate agents. And she said, I can't believe they printed this. You know, of all the money they make off of real estate advertising, why would they print something so negative? Now, look, you know, you're a newspaper, you got to keep it real. You do make a decision. You don't have to print every letter that you get. But I wasn't offended by it. And honestly, my first thought was to call this woman. They had her name, Los Angeles, and I looked her up on a search engine that I use, and I found a number and an email. I don't know if it was correct. I've used it many times, and it is correct, accurate. But I thought, you know, it's always, what am I going to do? Try to fix, this is my, the story of my life. I'm going to try to fix her. Try to say, wait, you know, what happened? Maybe we can make it better. So this was in February of 2026. I printed this and I'm finally getting around to reading it for you. A letter to the editor, The Independent, February 2026, entitled Nestled in Delusion. Real estate agents are no different than a cheeseburger than a cheeseburger ad on TV. It's a sales job. No agent is nice to you because they want to be your friend. They want to make a commission. No agent is all-knowing of the market. They're telling you their best guess through the lens of sales. Well, that's one angry woman. She says, consider these tips. If you're, why is she angry? Well, this might tell you. If your house is on the market for more than 90 days, it's too expensive. Now, you know, it's funny. I've seen properties list and in the last, year or so, and they maybe overshot the market, and then they reduced the price within 2, 3 weeks. I've seen other properties sit there for 180 days and they don't reduce the price and it sells, Now, I can show you examples of things that sell quite a bit under asking, and even after all that time, it still sells close to the asking price. But anyway, she says, consider these tips. If your house is on the market for more than 90 days, it's too expensive. Well, that could be true, actually. It's not always true, but it could be true. It doesn't matter if you're unlisted and relisted it. We all have Zillow. We see what you're doing. We see you've been doing this since 2024. Oh, so she's got a specific property in mind. The house is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. That's very true. Look at comparables of homes that have sold in the neighborhood. It is often a lower price than the listed price. And agents, remember the agents? They're only nice to you because they want a commission. They're telling you their best guess through the lens of sales. They don't care about you. And agents, stop using the word nestled to describe a multi-million dollar home. I don't know what that means. So I'm thinking she tried to buy a house and she couldn't buy the house and she's upset. And I don't blame her for being upset. This is a very stressful business. And I would say the realtor's job is to try to hold your hand, walk you through it, and do the best we can. No one is all knowing. She's right about that. You test the market, you list something, you make offers. I'm just so curious to know what happened to her and why she wrote this letter. But I think she just missed out on buying something and she's very angry and they printed the letter. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.